Wake up call, 1300 WTLS. Michael Butler and Miles Hathcock this morning. And we're joined by Clyde Bolton, who's written a new book, this one called Stop the Presses, So I Can Get Off, Tales from 40 Years of Sports Writing. And he's on the line with us. Good morning to you, Clyde. Thanks for being on.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing well. Having me.
Yeah, anytime. We'll have to get you on again because I've enjoyed looking through the book. Appreciate the copies you sent down. And, you know, I was looking through just a lot of interesting stories. First off, you tell me about the pigeons. Is that real? There was something in there about pigeons carrying stories back from Legion Field over to the Birmingham News office. Is that a true story?
That was before my day. But the reporters who would go to Legion Field would take a pigeon with them. And there was a pigeon rooster coop or whatever you call it on the roof of the Birmingham News. And they would attach their typewritten pages to a pigeon's leg, and it would fly back to the Birmingham News with the story. That's a true story.
That is wild, isn't it?
So you walked into the press box with a portable typewriter in one hand and a pigeon cage in the other.
Amazing. Well, you've written for many years. I think you pointed out in the book that you've probably reached more people by being able to write a daily column than anybody in this state. I know that you feel that's quite an honor, being in the business communications. And one of the things you wrote about is that you just get to write about people when you do that. Tell us about the experience and how you summed it up in this book.
Well, it dawned on me one day that my writing had been read more than that of any other person in Alabama history, any other Alabamian. And, of course, you know, people have a little reflex reaction to that. Well, no, it would be some famous novelist or something. But I said, well, look, I wrote for 31 years, I wrote four columns a week. If 50,000 people read each column, which is a very, very conservative estimate, that would be 200,000 readings a week. And, you know, you can go from that to whatever it would be in 31 years. Plus, I've been in the newspaper business 46 years and not only wrote columns, but a lot of stories and covered games and wrote 17 books and magazine stories. So I think I can safely say that I've been read more than any other Alabamian.
I guess the one question you get asked about is the time when in Alabama history, it was huge, Crimson Tide football, which is still today, but the era with the Bear, and there's some stories there about Coach Bryant. Tell us about some of those.
Well, I pointed out that I covered Bryant for 22 years, and I covered Shug Jordan for 15 years. And you just thought of them as being the coaches. You didn't really think about someday they wouldn't be there. And but... Excuse me. Got those old autumn allergies. But toward the end of Bryant's career, I used to kind of needle him a little bit. I'd always ask him when he was going to retire. And it was Alabama-Auburn week. I said, when are you going to retire, Coach? And he said, when we blocked two punts against Auburn, that's when. Of course, he was referring to the Alabama punt game when Auburn blocked two punts and won the game. So later in the week, I was down at Auburn, and Doug Barfield was a coach at that time at Auburn. And he said, when is that old man going to retire? I said, well, he just told me a couple of days ago, Doug, that he'd retire when he blocked two punts against Auburn. And Doug said, well, go back and tell him we'll let him block two Saturdays if he'll retire.
That's the truth.
I know covering Bryant was like covering two different men. In his early years, he was a very stern, hard to get along with type guy. He didn't particularly like the press, which is always kind of amazed me because the press, you know, he never got any bad press in Alabama back in those days. But in 1980, he was about to win his 300th game. They were playing Kentucky in Legion Field. And my assignment was just to shadow him all day, to shadow Bryant all day, and write about what he did. So I was down on the field before the game. a lot of people didn't know it, but before the fans came into the stadium, he would walk around the playing field. I don't know whether it was superstition or just to look at the field or what it was. So he started to walk around the field, and he told me, he said, come on, take my walk around the field with me. Well, I was honored to do that because I think he's the greatest coach in college history. And so we started around the field, and as we got over in front of the student section, the students, they opened the gates and let the students come in. And the students all stood, gave him a standing ovation as he walked by. And he looked over at me and said, darn, you got a lot of fans. I don't think anybody knew who the guy walking with him was.